Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my precious audience. Today's topic is really interesting. Jesus received worship according to the early Muslim theologians, even according to one of the closest companions to Muhammad. Muhammad is the person that Muslims view as their prophet. Very interestingly, early Muslim scholars, Ibn Ishaq, quotes a letter sent by Muhammad to the Negus of Abyssinia. In this letter, Muhammad said, "I bear witness that Jesus, son of Mary, is the Spirit of God, and his word, which he cast to Mary the Virgin." So Muhammad said, "I bear witness that Jesus, son of Mary, is the Spirit of God, and his word, which he cast to Mary the Virgin." According to the teaching of early reputable Muslim scholars, have the best reputation all over the Muslim world, Jesus is the only prophet who was believed in while he was still in his mother's womb. So I am telling you the story from the beginning. This is background. Okay, are you with me so far? Jesus is the only prophet who was believed in while he was still in his mother's womb. Muslim commentators agree that the prophet Yahya, John the Baptist, was the first person to believe that Jesus was the Word of God. Okay, let me tell you, the following story was reported by Al-Razi. Al-Razi, a well-known early Muslim scholar. He wrote, "The mother of Jesus met the mother of Yahya. Peace be upon them. Both were pregnant. One was Jesus, the other was Yahya. Yahya's mother said to Mary, 'Do you feel I am pregnant?' Mary said, 'I am also pregnant.' The wife of Zechariah said, 'I found that he who is inside me bows down to the one inside of you.'" Okay, Al-Razi explains, this is what is meant by John's confirming or believing in the word of God, which is Jesus, found in the Quran, Surah 3, verse 39. It reads, "Yahya witnessing the truth of a word from Allah." Okay, this gets very interesting, more interesting. Abdullah ibn Abbas gained the reputation of being the most informed person among the Muslim people as to what God revealed to Muhammad. Because Abdullah ibn Abbas was very close companion to Muhammad. Ibn Abbas made known that the appropriate response to Jesus as the word of God is to bow down to him, and that the prophet Yahya was the first to acknowledge that Jesus is the word of God. Ibn Abbas says, his bowing down to Jesus, Yahya's bowing down to Jesus, John the Baptist bowing down to Jesus in his mother's womb, was his expression of faith in Jesus. Wow. Ibn Abbas further states, Yahya's bowing down in his mother's womb is his believing that Jesus is the word of God. Ibn Abbas noted that Yahya was the first to believe and confirm that Jesus is the word of God and his spirit. Wow. And I want to make the point now, my friend, Jesus definitely is the most important, unique person in the Bible. However, not only according to the Bible, but also according to Islam. Do you know that the Quran refers to Jesus Christ? He is called Al-Masih Isa, the Messiah, in the Quran, about 90 times, where Muhammad, the founder of the Islamic religion, is mentioned only a few times. You tell me why? Why? Because God wants you to know, my friend, according to the evidence we have, according to the facts we have, that Jesus is our Savior, that God sent. Let me tell you about one of the most important verses in the gospel. Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. You can read these important verses in the gospel according to Jesus' disciple, John, chapter 3, verses 16 to 18. My friend, those who do not repent of their sins, feel sorry about their sins, and tell God, "I don't want to live in sin anymore." Those people who do not repent and believe in Jesus will remain in the condition or situation of being condemned. Why? Because if you rejected Jesus, you are automatically at the same time rejecting God's offer of mercy and salvation. The truth is, if you rejected Jesus now, after you die, you will face God's judgment. You tell me, God's judgment for what? I answer, for all your sins. God will hold you accountable for everything wrong you did or said. You will also be accountable to God for anything good you could have done and you didn't do. Anything good you could have said and you didn't, for whatever reason. Whoever rejects Jesus will be left under the curse of his own evil actions. Why? Because if you refuse to repent and forsake your sins, that means you are rejecting the truth. Simply. You ask me what truth? Part of my answer is, the truth is that you sinned. You are not perfect. You made mistakes and still make mistakes. You violated your conscience many times, like I did. You disobeyed God. It means that you intend to continue intentionally live in sin if you rejected God's offer of mercy and grace through Jesus. That means you intend to live doing wrong things. If you reject Jesus, that means you think you can earn your salvation. You can make it to heaven depending on yourself. It means that you put your confidence in yourself to make it to heaven, and you are not putting your trust in God's grace and in the solution which God provided for your salvation. Repenting of your sins and believing that Jesus paid the penalty for your sins will lift you, will move you from the state of being condemned and judged for your sins to the status, to the position of being justified and saved. Hallelujah! This is the most wonderful news you can ever hear in your life. Jesus said, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life." You will not be judged, but cross over from death to life. there is more to come, so please stay with me.
You're listening to Sammy Tanago, founder and president of Glad News for Muslims Ministry. Sammy's calling is one, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, and two, to equip Christians to do the same. The value of a ministry is in the eternal fruits God has enabled the ministry to produce. The proof is in the changed lives. God has been using the messages He inspires Sammy to share to equip His Christian audience. God has also been using the book titled Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, which He guided Sammy to write to equip Christians and to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. We encourage you to examine the evidence on our website, gladnewsministry.com. Again, you'll find Sammy's book, videos, contact information for inviting Sammy as a guest speaker, and more at gladnewsministry.com. And please, as God guides you, let others know about our unique ministry and radio programs. Now, once again, here's Sammy.
Welcome back, my precious audience, wonderful audience. And I'm so excited that our time together is producing abundant eternal fruits, helping people and Muslims to enjoy God's love and salvation. I want to start by emphasizing the fact, actually significant fact, that according to one of Muhammad's closest companions and early Muslim theologians, Muhammad's closest companion is Abdullah ibn Abbas, said the appropriate response to Jesus as the word of God is to bow down to Him. Wow! This is very interesting, also significant. My dear Muslim friend, share that with your Muslim friend. Bowing down is a clear and strong form of worship. And we, as Christians, followers of Jesus Christ, believe strongly that worship is due only to God. The Arabic word for God is Allah. It's in my Arabic Bible, by the way. Why? Because God has no partner. We believe that, or equal. By the way, we believe that God is one being, eternally exists as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is a different topic. We spoke about it before, and we might speak a little bit about it in future programs. But for our topic today, the Bible agrees that Jesus is worthy to receive worship. Of course, it's all over the New Testament, the Gospel, because Jesus alone is the eternal, uncreated, divine Word of God. My Muslim friend, God Himself wants us to know that Jesus is His eternal Word, who came in human flesh, took additional human nature, and came to us here. That's why He is the only one worthy to receive worship. Now, another fact, very interesting. The great Muslim scholar Ar-Razi is one of the most favorable Muslim scholars all over the Muslim world. Ar-Razi explained why the prophet Yahya was given his name Yahya. By the way, Yahya is the prophet John the Baptist in the Bible. That's how Muslims understand prophet Yahya to be. Ar-Razi explained why the prophet Yahya was given his name. The name Yahya is taken from the verb to be alive. Ar-Razi writes, Yahya was the first to believe in Jesus, so his heart became alive by that faith. Wow! My friend, only God and His Word can cause a person to be spiritually alive. And by the way, Abdullah ibn Abbas said, Yahya is bowing down to Jesus in his mother's womb was his expression of faith in Jesus. This is very interesting. We read in the Quran that after God created Adam, he commanded the angels to bow down before Adam. Wow! The facts I presented to you in these programs, and I will present it to you, and the more you seek God to reveal the truth to you, the more I am sure that God will help you, will guide you to discover that according to all the evidence, only Jesus Christ is worthy to receive the honor of being worshipped. We read in the gospel, my friend, Jesus is the one who took God's wrath against our sins upon himself and brought us into fellowship with God. We read that in 1 John chapter 2, verse 2. Another translation of the same verse, Jesus himself is the sacrifice that atones for our sins. And not only our sins, but the sins of all the world. This is a New Living Translation. Atone means make amends or reparation, to serve as compensation for something bad. Wycliffe Translation states Jesus is the forgiveness for our sins, and not only for our sins, but also for the sins of all the world. The NIV translation states Jesus is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for our sins, but also for the sins of the whole world. Webster Bible states, and Jesus is the propitiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Propitiation focuses on the seriousness of sin and God's wrath against sin, which is borne by Jesus. The New King James states, Jesus himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. God's Word translation states, Jesus is the payment for our sins, and not only for our sins, but also for the sins of the whole world. Now, I want to mention here something very important. Many Muslim scholars say only the Arabic Quran is the actual word of God, every letter. And any translation of the Arabic Quran to a different language is not considered to be the actual word of God. And the Muslim scholars believe that everyone must learn Arabic, pray in Arabic, because it is the language of God. And the Bible is not the actual word of God because there are different translations of the Bible. And that proves that it could not be the word of God. We disagree with these Muslim scholars. Definitely, absolutely, because we know that the most divine thing in the Bible is not certain words or expressions, but actually the meaning of these words. The divine inspiration is in the meaning, my friend, not in a specific language. God does not require all people to study and excel in one language, the Arabic language, in order to understand his word. This is ridiculous. God does not desire us to be slaves to the letter, but to understand and live his will. And different translations of the Bible help different people from different backgrounds to understand the word of God. All these translations I read to you has the same meaning. The sins we committed and still commit is serious and has serious consequences. It causes people to suffer and causes us to suffer. And God loves all people. And God cannot approve our sins. And God must punish sin. Sin is an offense to God. We needed Jesus. We needed Jesus to turn away God's righteous wrath. And Jesus' sacrifice, my friend, satisfied God's justice. And Jesus paid the penalty for every sin that we committed. My friend, if God spoke to you today, repeat this prayer after me. God, thank you for loving me and not letting me continue doing wrong things. God, I repented today of my sins. God, I don't want to say anything or do anything that is against your will. God, forgive me. God, thank you for Jesus that he paid the penalty that I should have paid for all the sins that I committed and I commit. Thank you, God, for loving me and for sacrificing of yourself for my sake to save me. I believe in Jesus, God. I believe that he is my only Savior. And I repent of my sins. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558.
2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.